Hello and welcome to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells. And we're having such a great day today. We're just coming out of communion. And I'm talking about, you know, Holy Communion, the grape juice and the wafer. And Yahweh had me go into the torn flesh of Yeshua and go into the other side of the veil in my mind and see the banqueting table of the Lord, that the Father was sitting on the throne next to the four living creatures, was around them, the angelic hosts. You can see the Sanhedrin in the background, the 24 hours a day, yes, 24 elders, the saints of old, the elders, all the cloud of witnesses, watching and participating as we take communion before Yahweh. And though in our hand it was just a symbolic cup of grape juice that represents his blood and a wafer that represents his broken body. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. Ooh, can you feel that? His broken body. He was broken so we don't have to be. He was beaten so you don't have to be. He was bruised so you don't have to be. He was convicted guilty of sin, so you don't have to be. He is rejected even by his Father, so you will not be. Because he says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never reject you. He took on the sins of the whole world, folks. This is a law. This is not, oh, I went out and cursed. I went out and slept with someone. I went out and saw something bad. I went out, whatever. I got angry. I cheated. All the crazy stuff sometimes you're going to do in your life, whether those are something else. No, he took care of the sin law, the separation that separated us from God. He fulfilled it. I saw this one time, and it's coming back to my mind right now. This was such a cosmic event. It's as if he stretched with one hand to the side and grabbed the throne of God's veil and pulled it into himself. And on the other hand that was nailed to the cross, he grabbed humanity and all of that realm and pulled it into himself and joined the two to be one in him. Can you see that picture now? That's why it says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And he created a new creature, the God creation of Elohim, being joined inside of Yeshua to the God created ones, that's us, sons and daughters, pulled into him as one flesh, as one soul, as one spirit, a new creature. Wow. Think about that when you take communion. Now, in my course, and as we went into the heavenly realm, by faith, we're visualizing this by faith in our imagination realm, not fantasy realm, but imagination realm, where we're wanting images to be revealed by Holy Spirit. We're doing this seated in Christ by Holy Spirit, engaging Holy Spirit and engaging the Father, engaging Yeshua. And I can see in the banqueting table, Yeshua sitting there with this big smile on his face. I'm seeing the Father as the one who sits on the throne, like you would read it in Revelation 4. This bright shining light, you can't even look upon it because it's so bright, and it brights up the whole universe. Everything, it's complete bright light. Though he's not light, he is light, but he's not like a light bulb. He's just his light. He's bright. He's shining glory. He's a shining essence of himself, of love. And we're there, and, you know, he says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And then I could see the tree of life. And then I could see the living waters. You know, someone needed to hear that. That sparked in my spirit. Holy Spirit said, tell him again, I'll never leave you or forsake you because you've believed in my Son, Yeshua the Christ. That's it. You're wrapped in his righteousness. Please get a Passion Bible. Read Psalms 27 in the Passion Bible. We also was engaging that during this communion. Oh, it's so good. Read what God thinks about you and how he's your ever-present help. But he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will walk you through this and I will deliver. I'm a healer. I am a healer, says the Lord. My hand is not short, nor is my ear deaf, says the Lord of hosts. I see you in your troubles. I see you in your weaknesses. I see you in your failures. I see you in your hurts. I see you in your pains. I see you in your disgrace. I see you in your disgust. I see you in your weariness. And I am your loving Father God. And you are my loving child. And I love you as you are, because you are as I am, as you have partaken by faith of Christ Yeshua. And that's just saying Jesus is my Lord. And I'm assuming if you listen to this podcast, that you're someone seeking the deeper things of God. You've done that a long time ago, or maybe a minute ago, but it's done, it's done. Jesus is your Lord. If you haven't, just say, Jesus be my Lord. And he'll redeem you right now. Write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we'll rejoice with you as the infilling of the Holy Spirit comes and sets inside of you. So that's it. That is it about Christianity. The truth of the matter, Jesus did it all. We just have to accept by faith. Now, as we have accepted it, there's a tree of life in the heavenly realm by that comes out of the throne, wraps around the throne. You can read this in Revelation 4 and 5. And I saw it reach into the tree of life in me. I saw Yeshua as a tree of life and branches coming out of him going into me. Think about that. The branches of Yahweh going into me, and it was joining to my tree of life. Why? Because Yeshua made me. Yahweh made me. Holy Ghost made me. And they made me in their image. So I have a tree of life inside of me. I have a throne room. How else could they live in you unless you had a throne room in you? This is all in the spirit world, folks. I have a throne room in me. I have a tree of life in me. I have a living waters in me. And I saw on one side his tree of life coming in and joining into my tree of life. On the other side, his living waters spilling into my living waters. Now, don't get all like, oh, Craig, that's what a great, you know, vision or thought pattern. Don't worry about that. Oh, you know, God's never showed me that. No. He's talking to you right now. You don't have to see it just because I saw it. All you have to realize is there's the tree of life inside of you because the Christ is inside of you. The throne's inside of you. The living water's inside of you. And what I love about it, he allows you to eat from the tree of life. So when I took communion, I took the wine, which is really actually this time it was grape juice, right? And I sanctified it to be the blood of Yeshua. But as I took it, I didn't just sanctify it to be the blood of Yeshua. I sanctified it also to be the living waters that was spilling out of the throne of God from Yeshua. And then when I ate of the bread, which is the word, which is the body of Christ, which is Yeshua himself and the fullness of him, and I partook of him, I also took it as eating from the fruit of the tree of life. Now, the Bible says, you that does this in remembrance of me, you that eat the body and drink of his blood, you have eternal life. Those that have Chayei Olam, eternal life, is allowed to eat from the tree of life. So there's no flaming sword there for me protecting it. I'm a son. I can go in. I can eat. Yeshua was handing it to me. I think it was sometime last week, if I remember, I was doing communion and Yeshua grabbed one of the fruit off of the tree and handed it to me to eat, took a cup of himself and handed me the water to drink. He said, eat of this, drink of this. You have eternal life in you. Come on. You have eternal life in you. You have eternal life in you. I'm speaking to you right now. Right now in your situation, how great it is or how bad it is, you have eternal life in you. There, cast all your cares upon him. Cast all your cares upon him right now in the name of Yeshua. I feel that by the Holy Ghost. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. If you're spirit filled, I want to encourage you to pray in the spirit all the time. I'm encouraging you. This is a movement that we're in throughout the whole world right now. This has nothing to do with Coffee and Cosmos, or the Rock Church, becoming one tribe. This is Yahweh's word to you. And I decree favor. I decree favor over you. I decree favor over you right now in the name of Yeshua. and you just receive this and pray in the Spirit on a regular basis, it'll build yourself up. But the Bible says it'll build yourself up in your most holy faith. But I also know it downloads blueprints and downloads scroll writings and downloads mysteries and downloads secrets. It also downloads a revelation of His love for you. See, why He's giving you all this stuff, the one thing I felt was His love, His presence, His perfect love casts out all fear. So I'm abiding in Him. I'm wanting to rest in Him. He says, come and rest in me. Come eat of me. Come drink of me. Come rest in me. That's what He's saying to you right now. Can you receive that? Can you receive that by faith? I want to read something that I'm going to go to Psalms 27. I mentioned that to you. And it says in verse 4, this is David, the writer, and the Passion way of translating it. Here's the one thing I crave from God. The one thing I seek above all else. I want the privilege of living with Him every moment in His house, finding the sweet loveliness of His face, filled with the awe, delighting in His glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to Him that He takes pleasure in my every prayer. Come on. Come on. A little bit later on, listen, He says, Yahweh, hear my cry. Show me your grace. Now, we have an advantage. We can say, show me your grace in Yeshua because we have Yeshua. Show me your mercy and send the help I need. Lord, when you said, seek my face, my inner being responded, I'm seeking your face with all my heart. I'm seeking your face with all my heart. The King James, it says something like, Father, you said, seek my face. And I said, your face I will seek. Your face I will seek. You are the God of my salvation. Let me read the last verse to you, last two verses, I think. He says, hear what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one. We talked about that as being one. You join the one of the Father, Yeshua, and Holy Ghost. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for He will never disappoint you. Glory to God. We love you, Father, because you are our loving God. You never reject us. You always accept us because your blood is constantly decreeing, holy, 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 holy are these sons, are these daughters. Because that's what the blood does. You cannot deny the blood of its power. It's more powerful than all the mess ups you could do in the earth. That doesn't mean the earth don't cry out and give you problems if you did something wrong. I get it. But His grace, His mercy supersedes any mess up in your life, any mistake, any care. And He loves you. He will deliver you. He will heal you. He will teach you the depths of Him that you can abide in the house of the Lord. Because the truth of the matter is, you already do by faith. Just receive it right now in Jesus' holy name. Once again, this is Segimabe, Samat Gog Gamo Ayin Bet Yod, the Hebrew living letters, means I am Son of Light. I love you, Yeshua. You're so awesome. Wow, I love you, Holy Spirit. Come on, can you tell Him that? You know, and the writer, she says, he goes, when I realize this, I praise you. Can you just praise Jesus right now and praise Yeshua, praise Holy Ghost, praise Yahweh. Yod Hey Vah Hey, come on. Yod Hey Shin Vah Hey, come on. Urak Kadesh, we honor you. Have your perfect way in our life. Speak the light to your people. Speak glory to your people. Speak fire to your people. Speak health. Speak health and healing. Right now, you're healed in Jesus' name. You're being made whole right now in Jesus' name. I remove fear out of your life in Jesus' name. I come against every tormenting spirit in Jesus' name. I surround you with the angels of the Lord in Yeshua's holy name. I thank you, Father, for your healing touch. Blood of Yeshua, cover us. Angels of the Lord, camp about us. Fire of God, rest before us. And glory of Yahweh, set within us. and Yeshua's holy name we pray this. Well, I love you. You are so beautiful. Share this with a friend. It will minister to their life. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.